Well, good afternoon, Wardville Community Church. It's Monday, October 10th, 2022. This is In the Know, episode 58. I am so grateful to have my voice mostly back. I'm going to make it short again today. I didn't do one last week, but today's is going to be relatively short. I still have a little bit of the stuff needing to get over. And that didn't even, the way that I just said that didn't even make sense. I just still have some of the stuff. It's not like anything sitting on my throat, but it's also not all the way healed, and I'm not sure exactly what's going on. This is one of the longest times I've ever been struggling with not having my full voice. Anyway, let's jump into some announcements. First, and only one really, is that October the 23rd, instead of a Sunday evening service, we're having our fall festival. That will begin at 4 o'clock. If you look down in the newsletter, you can find the sermon follow-up. I've put my outline in there from yesterday. And then I just have, again, two really quick words for you. Graciously short today. Number one, anchor yourself in the truth. One thought I've had since I finished preaching, and I don't know if you know this, but this happens way, way more than I wish it did. I would love to take all of my Monday thoughts and put them on Saturday before I preach. But I just, it's like I finished preaching, and by Monday, if I could preach it again, it would just be so good. And so I made a connection today that I wish I had made Saturday and been able to bring out yesterday. But here it is. At least this is part of the reason we do a newsletter, right? Because this at least gives it a chance to get out in some fashion. So one thought I've had, one connection that I didn't make on Sunday, but I wish I did, is the connection between the truth and walking in the truth and your suffering, your difficulty, your trials, your distresses. Like part of the reason it's so important that we are walking in the truth beforehand and continue walking in the truth, besides just the flourishing of our souls that happens when we're walking in the truth, in those times of difficulty, distress, and discomfort, is truth is fixed and immovable. In other words, truth is kind of like this lighthouse that allows us to continue seeking to chart the correct course even when the waves are choppy. So it shows us where the shore is, and it gives us a fixed point of reference when everything else around us seems like it's crumbling and falling apart. God's objective, fixed, unchanging, unwavering, immovable truth is there, and we can center ourselves on something outside of us, because even sometimes the things inside of us, like we don't look within for the resources to get through suffering and struggles. We look without. We look to God and to His Word and to His truth in those times. We need to be reminded of what is true and real and unchanging when everything's falling apart around us. So it's like when the waves get choppy, when the wind picks up, we need that fixed point of reference. Or you could also say it's like the solid ground underneath the water into which we can cast our anchor, like as it were, if we're like this ship. We can cast our anchor there so that we don't run aground by the battering waves, or we don't get thrown out to sea completely adrift in the tossing waves and in the wind. But the anchor is embedded in that solid ground, and it keeps us there. We're still going to get buffeted by the waves, but we're not going to have a shipwreck or get lost at sea. It's just this fixed, solid, immovable reality that we cast ourselves upon. So we anchor ourselves in the truth in times of trial and temptation. So the fixed, unchanging truth found in the Bible is a real gift, a real grace to us in these times. When circumstances go wrong, we need to be reminded of that which is true. So embrace the truth, live out the truth, walk in the truth, and in hard circumstances, anchor yourself in the truth. The last thing that I want to share is the equation from yesterday, and then just give an admonishment over joy. So stated belief plus actual practice equals actual belief. So what you say plus what you do actually equals what you truly believe. It's not enough simply to say all the right things. We must live out the truth. We must walk out the truth. We must, or in John's words, walk in the truth. If the truth is really true, and it is, and if we genuinely believe the truth, and we should, it will affect the way that we live. It's inevitable. If we see the truth for what it is, and we believe it for what it is, we will live it out. It will find its way out in our lives. I pray that you remember this equation as you strive toward joy. May God grant us joy as we walk in the truth and see our brothers and sisters walking in the truth. I don't believe that that type of great rejoicing, that joy, is only limited to John the Apostle. I think his is rather a holy example we can and should strive to imitate. So go this week, walk in the truth, encourage others to do the same. And as they do, ask God to give you deep, abiding joy over others' obedience. And I don't also think it's wrong to pray that God gives you joy over your obedience. Have a great week. I love you, people.